Israeli theory that a stray rocket from Islamic Jihad militants caused the deaths of around 500 people. Palestinians are blaming Israel's defense forces. Mohammed Al-Nakhir is a doctor at the Al-Akhli hospital.
There was no advance warning before the targeting of the hospital. There were more than 3,000 people here for whom this place was a safe haven. A shell struck the hospital. We don't know what it was, but we saw its devastating impact, with children being torn to pieces.
A paedophile who abducted a young girl in the Scottish Borders and sexually abused her for 27 hours has been jailed for 20 years. Andrew Miller, who uses the name Amy George, was told by the judge his attack was every parent's worst nightmare. A British newlywed has been shot dead in what's being treated as a terrorist attack in Uganda. The man was killed on his honeymoon along with his South African wife and their tour guide in a national park yesterday. Rishi Sunak says he's still confident of achieving his goal of halving inflation, despite figures showing prices continued to rise at the same rate last month. Foods like cheese, milk and eggs were cheaper than a year ago, but that was cancelled out by increasing costs of fuel. The 6.7% rate is still well above the Prime Minister's 5.4% target.
We are making progress towards that. The last few months of data show that inflation is coming down, and I'm confident that it will continue to come down after today's numbers, and it's important that we stick to the plan.
Greta Thunberg has been charged with obstructing a public highway after a protest in central London. The environmental campaigner will appear in court next month in connection with yesterday's demo outside an oil and gas conference. And the BBC has announced the daytime soap Doctors is to end after almost a quarter of a century. The broadcaster says it's become too costly to make. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
sound of the police with every little thing she does is magic. Kicking off this week's George Hammond Hour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the George Hammond Hour, an hour of eclectic music presented by, well, me, George Hammond. Yes, I'm back in the building, and this week as well, the Six at Six is back. Now, I think I'm going to start really doing this, as making the whole show link in with the Six at Six. I might, so let me know what you think. But obviously, that first track links in, as I'm going to be, is an 80s themed 6 at 6, as I'll be listing my 6 favourite new romantic tracks. Yes, I've been doing my homework on new romantic tracks all afternoon. I've figured out 6 ones. And I can give you a little spoiler, they are some of the biggest new romantic hits, because I felt basic today. I felt like I just want to listen to some real, just really good, well-known tracks, I'm going to be honest. But that is coming up. So if you want to get in touch with what your 6 favourite new romantic tracks are, email in at radiophoenixfm.com or tweet at me, GeorgeHannon15, and just let me know what your 6 favourite new romantic tracks are. There are sure to be some brilliant tracks lined up. But still, we're going to keep up with the 80s theme then throughout, because the new romantic scene kind of started late 70s, but it was mainly from 80 to about 82, 83 kind of. Kind of time period. So we're going to stick with an 80s theme show today. So next up is Bonnie Tyler with It's a Heartache.
It's a heartache, nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late, hits you when you're down. It's a fool's game, nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. It's a heartache, nothing but a heartache. Love until your arms break, then he lets you die.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
FM. I get up in the
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, a bit of Dance in the Dark. Love that track. Favourite 80s song, I'd probably say. I mean, it does help. It's just Bruce Springsteen. He's just kind of my god. And that was what I did when I saw him in July, even though he disappointed me because he didn't play about maybe a set list of his best songs, I'd say. He did play that, and that was absolutely brilliant when he played that, I'll tell you that for sure. Anyway, we've got a few more tracks before this week's 6 at 6 is back. If you missed what I said, what the 6 at 6 was at the start of the show, I'm going to be listing my 6 favourite new romantic tracks ever, really. So the theme of the show is 80s themed this week. But if you do want to get in touch with what your 6 favourite new romantic tracks are, email in at Phoenix, at RadioPhoenixFM.com, or tweet at me, GeorgeHannon15, and just let me know, because we might have time for a track or maybe two. But we still got some more tracks lined up. And next up is Dire Straits with a bit of Romeo and Juliet.
Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, just singing. Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You're not a movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Can't do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. 98 FM. 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 Girlfriend in a coma. I know. It's serious. Girlfriend in a coma. I know. Really serious. There were times when I could have
That's The Smiths with Girlfriend in a Coma. I don't think that song gets enough recognition. It's a good little track. Only 2 minutes as well. Just nice and easy. I guess that's kind of how The Smiths sometimes go. I wouldn't say nice and easy, actually. I'll take that one back. But regardless. Anyway, we've got one more track before this week's Six at Six is coming up. And yes, I've been playing 80s tracks all over the George Hannon Hour, because this week's Six at Six is, I'll be listing my six favourite new romantic tracks. Yes, if you want to get in touch with what your six favourite new romantic tracks are, email in radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet at me, George Hannon 15, and just let me know what your six favourite new romantic tracks are. Plenty to choose from. I will also go over a little bit of what the new romantic scene was, if you do not know. But as I said, I still got one more track. And to finish off on the 80s theme of the half an hour bit of the George Hannon Hour, it is Tears for Fears with Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
FM.
Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m. It's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
Yes, stay tuned for the Orient Hour straight after the George Hanlon Hour. I'm sure Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team have got a great show lined up for you tonight. But we're now going to move on to the 6 at 6 at 29 minutes past 6, as I usually do. It's actually kind of the standard time for me. But if you missed what I'm listing this week's my 6 at 6, I'll be listing my 6 favourite new romantic tracks. Yes, I've been working it out all afternoon, speaking to the Orient Hour's own Andy Gilson, trying to work out what counts as a new romantic track all day. We've been back and forth all afternoon, but the new romantics refers to a youth culture that burned briefly but brightly for the first 2 years in the 1980s. So we're looking from the year demographic of about 1980 to about 1982, maybe 1983 on this. Its chief component was dressing up to outrageous levels, soundtracked by the style-orientated, synth-driven pop music that was dominant at the time. Yes, that is what the new romantic scene kind of consisted of. But I think most people listening to this will already know what the new romantic scene consists of. But yes, I'll be listing my 6 favourites, starting with now. And my first pick of this week's 6 at 6 is probably, I'd say, the nichest out of all the records, still a massive record, of course, and it is Haircut 100 with Love Plus One. As I said, if you do want to get in touch with what your 6 and 6 this week, obviously listing our 6 favourite new romantic tracks, email in at radiophoenixfm.com or tweet me, GeorgeHandon15, and just let me know. Thank you. That's the wonderful sound of Haircut 100, Love Plus One, kicking off this week's Six at Six. Yes, listing my six favourite new romantic tracks. That was from the 1982 album, Pelican West Plus. Also, great name of an album, but just want to put that one out there. But anyway, I'm going to move on to my second pick now. So this one came in right at the last minute as well. And picking a track was actually quite hard because I was going to go with... To not spoil the artist, well, actually, not spoiling the artist, Karma Chameleon. But I chose another Culture Club track because I don't know why this one reminds me of one of my favourite films, The Wedding Singer, if anyone's ever seen it. And it's one of my favourite films growing up as a kid. I actually watched it the other week and it's still hilarious to me. But my second pick on this week's Six at Six, I'm listing Culture Club with Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Up next.
Give me a time to. Let me love and steal. I have danced inside your eyes. How can I?
In my every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many styles and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Yeah, stay tuned for Nick Field tonight with Curveballs. He has Tim Evely will be playing live in session tonight in the studio, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Anyway, for my third pick now on this week's 6 at 6 list in my six favourite new romantic tracks. This one's a little... I mean, Andy Gilson said that this doesn't count, but I'm going to put it in anyway because I just think it does. Maybe I'm going against experience over estimation, but I'm going to go with it anyway. And it is... I think I've said it on record here that this is my favourite ever... pop track ever, really, and it is the Human League with Don't You Want Me as my third pick on this week's 6 at 6.
Don't you want me, baby?
Human League, don't you want me? I'll put that. I'd argue that is probably my favourite, or maybe what I think is the best pop song ever. Maybe 80s pop song. I don't know. Maybe I'm just waffling. Anyway, we're going to get to the fourth pick now, and this one is very famous for being voted as the nation's favourite ever number two single, because it never made number one. Tragically, how it never made number one, especially with what made number one that year in 1981. Absolute ridiculous. And we all know the track, and it is Ultravox with Vienna. So next up is my fourth pick on this week's Six at Six, which I'm listing my six favourite new romantic tracks, is Ultravox with Vienna.
In the cold air, freezing breath on a window pane, lying and waiting. A man in the dark in a picture frame, so mystic and so full. Reaching out in a piercing cry, it stays with you until
Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, stay tuned for Darren Mutu with Reggae Revival tonight from 10 to 12. It's usually a brilliant show, so I'm sure he's got another brilliant show lined up for you tonight. Anyway, we're going to get into the fifth pick now before we get into the final pick, obviously. It's how lists work. But yeah, no, so for my fifth pick, if I was sitting here saying Human League, Don't You Want Me is my favourite, what I'd say is the best pop song of the 80s, then I think I do have to make the argument that this next band are the best pop band of the 80s, maybe even the best pop band of all time. And that is obviously the brilliant Duran Duran. They've got so many tracks to pick from, but in the era of the New Romantic era, probably obviously when they were at their highest, picking out of the song that I picked, Rio and Hungry Like the Wolf, was absolutely difficult. But I have chosen as my fifth pick on this week, 6 to 6, Duran Duran with Girls on Film. Duran Duran, Girls on Film, just Yeah, no, just before we get to the last one, last minute rundown's going on Phoenix FM tonight. So straight after the George Allen Hour from 7 to 8, the Orient Hour is back. Our roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team. From 8 to 10, Nick Field is back with Curveballs. He will have Tim Evely will be playing live in session tonight in the studio, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And then from 10 to 12, Darren Moody returns with 2 hours of brilliant old school reggae with Reggae Revival. So make sure you stay tuned for all what's going on at Phoenix FM tonight. Now, obviously, I think there is one band, if you're ever going to do a new romantics list, they're usually going to be in everybody's list, and rightfully so. I personally think they're kind of they're the standard new romantics band, and they are an absolutely brilliant group, and with so many songs to choose from. But I've chosen Spandau Ballet, True, as my last pick on this week's 6 at 6. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you have a good week, have a good weekend, and take it easy.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound. Come back again.